Hello, folks, and welcome to episode 13 of the Scotland Show. It is great to be back. I took a week off last week purely because I'm just really busy, to be honest. I know that's not the best excuse in the world, but business is good and I'm hiring someone and I'm going to America. And I think I was in the States. Was I in the States last week when I was meant to be recording this show? That's right, I was going to be recording the show last week in America, I wasn't in America. I was down in London at the US Embassy because I'm going to America on the 4th of August. And I was down there having to get my visa for the trip. And I was going to record the podcast when I was down there. But I wasn't allowed to bring my laptop to the embassy. And my laptop had my notes on it. So I decided I would take a week off and start afresh now. So thank you very much for coming and listening. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. If you've been here before, then pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for coming back. I'm much appreciated. Before I start speaking all things Scotland, if you are new here or you've been before, I would muchly appreciate it if you could head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. It really, really helps the show. It really helps me do what I do. It gets more people to listen to the show. The more people listen to the show, the better the show is going to be, etc., etc. I want to do the best job I can for you guys, and that really allows me to do it. So we've had 26 5-star reviews on iTunes so far. Let's try and get that to 30. So if you're somebody that has listened to the show before and you've heard me ask for that 5-star review, please just take 30 seconds, just go to iTunes and just do that. Just click 5-star. That's all you got to do. You don't even have to write a review. You can just click on that 5-star button and that would be massively appreciated. Now let's get into the show. So this week I'm talking about Outlander. Me and my girlfriend started watching the series Outlander a few weeks ago now. We're actually halfway through season 3, which is the last season that's available right now. Season 4 has just finished filming. And you know what? I'm loving it. I'd heard a lot about Outlander, but I'm not really one to sit down and watch TV. I don't really like getting involved in series because I'm kind of too busy on work, and I know if I watch one then I'll get sucked in. And so I was a bit apprehensive about watching it, but a lot of people have spoken about it, a lot of people watched it. It's based in Scotland. It's not a true story, but there's elements to it which are based on fact, which I really like. So I'm actually learning quite a lot about Scotland and about the Jacobite era and all those types of things. So essentially, Outlander, for those of you that don't watch it, is based on the kind of Jacobite uprising, and it stars Katrina Balfe. I don't know how to pronounce it. She's Claire Randall in the film, who's a married World War II nurse who, in 1945, just after the war, finds herself transported back to Scotland in 1743. So the first episode is, I'm not going to spoil anything that happens, but first episode, essentially Claire is, she comes back from the war in 1945 and she finds herself getting transported back to Scotland into the year 1743. And that's kind of 3 or 4, is it 3 years? 3 years before the Battle of Culloden, I believe. Battle of Culloden is 46. 1746. So yeah, she gets transported 3 years before the Battle of Culloden. And essentially she gets embroiled in the whole Jacobite uprisings, and she meets a guy, Jamie Fraser, who's a Highland warrior. The actor's name is Sam Heughan, I think is how it's pronounced. But she finds herself embroiled in the Jacobite uprisings. And the Jacobites are something that, to be honest, before Outlander, like, I knew of, but I never really knew what they were all about. I never really knew who the Jacobites were, the story behind it, Like, I'd heard of the Battle of Culloden, but never really knew anything about it. And so that, like, watching Outlanders really kind of opened my eyes, not just from learning what's in the program, but going away and doing my own research based on what I've been watching about what it all was. So I thought today I'd talk a little bit about Outlander and a little bit about the kind of Jacobite uprisings. And I'm by no means a historian, so some of the things that I say could be slightly inaccurate. But so what I kind of found is the Jacobites were a group of mostly Scottish people, late 17th, 18th centuries, who believed that Catholic James the Seventh of Scotland, or I think it was James Second of England, and his Stuart descendants should be restored to the throne of Scotland and England. And essentially the story of the Jacobite uprisings was they tried to do that, and it kind of all culminated at the Battle of Culloden. And one thing I never really knew about the kind of whole Jacobite uprising in the 1700s was, and again this could be inaccurate and based on what I've been watching in Outlander, but in Outlander most of the Scots are kind of Highlanders, not very disciplined, all fighting with swords and things, whereas the English were very disciplined army and had guns. And so it comes to the Battle of Culloden in 1746, and this essentially the Scots had no chance of winning it, and the Battle of Culloden changed many communities and kind of the whole infrastructure of the Highlands forever. I guess that battle resulted in the kind of end of the clan system, I believe, and I think that tartan and things were banned after the Battle of Culloden, because the kind of British then went and took over properly. So it's been quite interesting, and it's if you actually look into the history a little bit deeper, it's quite interesting, especially with the national anthem of Britain. There's kind of still you think after kind of a couple hundred years the whole thing would kind of blow over, but if you look at the national anthem that England sing, God Save the Queen, the second verse in that song goes, Lord, grant that martial Wade may by the mighty aid victory bring. May he sedition hush like a torrent rush, rebellious Scots to crush. God save the king. So Field Marshal George Wade organised English militia in Scotland to quell the Jacobites. I'm reading this, by the way, but was ultimately driven back by the Scots in 1745. God Save the King was first performed in 1745 when the Jacobites were very much a topical issue. But they obviously don't sing that verse very often these days. But it's just interesting that even to today, the national anthems still have kind of mention of that whole Jacobite era and the fights and the battles that went on. Well, one of the main things, like I said at the beginning, that really attracts me to Outlander is the fact that it's all filmed in, or it's not all filmed in Scotland, but a lot of it is filmed in Scotland. And so when you're watching it, you can kind of go, oh, I've been there. Ah, that was really cool. Which I really like. And a lot of it is filmed kind of around the central belt of Scotland. So some of the places that are in it are, well, West Coast and Glencoe, Doon Castle, which I believe, let me just take a look again. I've kind of got the map right now of the Outlander filming locations. But Doon Castle is Castle Leoch, which is one of the main things we've got. What else have we got in there? Troon, Aberdour Castle, Linlithgow Palace, Blackness Castle, Pollock Country Park, Falkland, Hopetoun House, Callander House, Dean Castle, Drumlanrig Castle, Loch Katrine, and Glasgow Cathedral. Pardon me. So we've got all these amazing places that are, like, not fake, they're real places that they've turned into kind of main features in the film, which is really cool, because you can watch it on, I say film, on the series, you can watch it on Outlander, and then you can actually go and see these places. And I guess for me, Outlander almost gives me a an idea of what it might have been like back in those days, back in the 1700s, when castles and kings and clans were very much part of the way of life in Scotland, which is what I really like about it. That plus the fact that it's such a gripping story. Like, once you start watching it, you can't stop. You really can't stop watching it. It's one of those really good one of those really good documentaries. One of the kind of controversial things about Outlander was the fact was release dates. So I think it was released in the States in 2014, but it was only released in the UK in 2015, or it could have been even 2016. I couldn't find a proper release date for the UK. It just kept on coming up with the US date. I like I said, I've only started watching it the last few weeks, but I've been told by a lot of people, and I did a wee bit of research, that David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister at the time, spoke to Sony about the release of Outlander before the Scottish independence referendum, and actually had the release date in the UK delayed. So the people in the US had Outlander before we did. And according to WikiLeaks, this was David Cameron wanted to meet them to delay it till after the independence referendum. Now, I can't confirm whether that's true or not. To be honest, I didn't do a huge amount of research into it, and you can go do your own research into it, but I found that fascinating. And it is really interesting, because if you watch Outlander, I wouldn't say it's anti-English or anti-British, but the kind of characters that it follows are obviously from the Scottish side. And you see a lot of like rape and murder and things from both sides, really, but mostly from the British side. So you can see why David Cameron might have wanted to have delayed the airing of it here in the UK. So it's worth going away and having a look at that, actually. And like I said, I just can't find a release date for Outlander release date in the UK. I can't seem to find anything. It just keeps on coming up with the US release date. So it's worth having a look at for that. It's, I mean, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 93% score, which is really high for Rotten Tomatoes. And for me, it's been one of the favourite series that I've ever watched. And being Scottish and someone that's never really learnt about Jacobite history or Scottish history and clans and that, I never got that in school. It's been really interesting and kind of eye-opening for me to watch it and to just get a little bit of an insight and almost like a starting block for me to then go and do my own research into that era of Scottish history, because it's something I'd never, like I said, I didn't even know what the Jacobites were. And so watching this gave me an idea, and then I go away and start researching a little bit more, and all of a sudden, something that is for entertainment has resulted in me learning more about Scottish history, which is never a bad thing. So that's Outlander for me. I think season four going to be released? I think it's coming out shortly. I think it's at the end of this year. Let's just take a quick look. I can't seem to find a release date for season 4 either, without taking too much time up on this podcast. November 2018, so a few months time until season 4 goes. So if you've not watched it yet, get watching it now, so when November comes you can sit back and enjoy the newest season of it. There you go. I feel like I've just spoken a wee bit of nonsense this week about Outlander and all things Jacobites and Scottish history, but you know what? That's what the show is all about. Rough, ready, having a conversation with you guys. And everyone that sends me a message about this show, everyone that tweets me, sends me Instagram DMs, Facebook messages me, thank you so much for taking the time to not only just listen to the show, but to take the time to leave a review or to send a message is massively appreciated. It's still, I'm still just enjoying making these shows, enjoying making Scottish content. And for me, the thing that I love the most is engaging with people that consume the content that I'm creating. So for that, I really appreciate it. What's left to say? Have fun, be happy, and we'll see you next week. And I'm just going to cut in there and say I just had a look and found Outlander was released in the US in 2014, but only came to UK TV 2017, so last year. There we go, folks. Cheerie bye.